Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Around 1:25 p.m. today, emergency crews were dispatched to the 200 block of Nelson Street in Harbor Beach for reports of a possible structure fire. The Harbor Beach Fire Department, Port Hope Fire Department, and East Huron EMS were on scene and departed approximately 2 p.m. Photos shared with us from Amy Bishop's show multiple fire trucks and personnel positioned along the residential street. Witnesses nearby reported seeing no visible smoke. The cause of the call has not yet been released. And a recall effort targeting a member of the Huron County Board of Commissioners is moving to its next step. A recall petition filed against District 7 Commissioner Mary E. Babcock alleges her vote in favor of a county ordinance involving utility-scale solar facilities is grounds for a recall. The petition cites her support for Ordinance 2024-01, Section 15-02-11.5, concerning industrial-scale solar development in Huron County. The Huron County Clerk is scheduled a clarity and factual hearing for Monday, July 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m. During that hearing, election officials will determine whether the language in the recall petition meets Michigan's legal standards for clarity and factual accuracy before any recall effort can move forward. A decision at the hearing will determine whether petition circulators may begin collecting signatures required to place the recall question before the voters. When we come back from this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
When you think of sandals, you should think of Buckley Shoes. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have the pair of sandals you've been looking for. Tired of those flip-flops that hurt your feet? We have flip-flops from Olakai, UFOs, and Vionic that have excellent arch support and look great too. Buckley's has men's and women's sandals for all your summer fun. Keen, Merrill, SAS, Dansko, and Nayot are just a few of the brands we carry. Buckley Shoes is open 6 days a week in downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, Michigan State Police are urging motorists to make safe choices behind the wheel after a suspected drunk driver crashed into two patrol vehicles early Saturday morning in Genesee County. Investigators say the incident happened around 2:30 a.m., along Dort Highway near Francis Road, where troopers had closed the northbound lane while crews responded to a barn fire. One trooper remained inside a patrol vehicle as another was outside placing emergency flares. Police say both patrol cars had their emergency lights activated. According to state police, a 29-year-old driver was traveling at a high rate of speed when his vehicle struck one patrol car, pushing it into the second cruiser before leaving the roadway and coming to rest in a ditch. Authorities say the driver was allegedly intoxicated and was also found to be driving without a valid driver's license or insurance. Investigators further determined he was wanted on a probation violation warrant from Lapeer County. Following the investigation, he was taken to the Lapeer County Jail. One trooper was transported to a local hospital with minor injuries. No other injuries were reported. Michigan State Police say they completed an investigation will be forwarded to the Genesee County Prosecutor's Office for review of possible charges. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.